Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
A very high-profile trial taking place in New York City. A former Marine is accused of choking a man to death on the subway in New York. That case moves to closing arguments today. The guy's name is Daniel Penny. We've mentioned this story before. He is 24 years old and a former Marine. He's charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide because of what happened back in May of 2023. It's about a year and a half ago. It was the death of a 30-year-old homeless man named Jordan Neely. Penny put Neely into a chokehold after Neely reportedly started yelling on the train and threatening passengers, although there's no evidence that he actually assaulted anyone. Prosecutors say the chokehold lasted 6 minutes. Neely was pronounced dead after he was transported to the hospital. We'll check in right now with News Nation correspondent Rich McHugh, who is covering the trial. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Tell us what we're expecting to hear from each side today in closing arguments.
Sure. So this is the culmination of basically a month-long trial. Closing arguments, the defense has started in this morning. They've been going back through. They've been asking the jurors to imagine themselves in Daniel Penny's shoes. That's the former Marine. As a stranger gets on the subway and goes through, you know, threatening passengers, saying he's ultimately willing to die, and has a angry look in his eyes. They kind of like are trying to put passengers in his perspective and go through all the different scenarios of why Daniel Penny ultimately got up, restrained this person. They're not calling it, his defense is not calling it a chokehold. They're calling it a civilian restraint. That's the first time we've heard that. And the defense is expected to go for several hours today. And then the prosecution's turn, whether we get to that today or not, they're expected to go for about 4.5 hours. Their main argument, the prosecution, is that the chokehold is the sole reason for Jordan Neely's death, and the defense has raised a number of questions about that. Let's say it was a combination of things, that Jordan Neely had the synthetic drug K2 in his system. He had sickle cell anemia. That's a genetic trait, and it was a sickle cell crisis. That there was this struggle going on. So it was a combination of all these factors and the fact that he was a schizophrenic. So that's where it stands. It's going to be up to the jury to decide, ultimately, did the chokehold itself cause his death? And what was the level of intent by Daniel Penny?
You know, I know that it's you've been there, you've been covering the trial. It's hard to do this, but do you get a sense of maybe which side appears to be, quote unquote, winning at this point in the trial?
Man, it is so hard. No, I do not. It's so hard to get a sense of, you know, the jurors could go any way on this. My sense from just listening to all the different, the prosecution and the defense, if I had to say in my gut, like if they are going to charge him with anything, they would potentially charge him with the lesser, you know, which is the homicide, which is up to 4 years. But I can also see this jury just saying, no, we're not going to, like, we've listened, we've put ourselves in Daniel Penny's shoes. And, you know, a lot of people say this person is a hero for doing what he did, and didn't intend to kill this person, Jordan Neely. And so, you know, imagine yourself in that jury. Could you put someone to jail for a very long time if you didn't know their intent to kill somebody?
And this is a jury of New Yorkers, too. They probably see this stuff on the subway all the time. Well, at least
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 New Yorkers. And that was part of the defense's strategy, too, in selecting this jury, was that they had to have been a rider of the subway. That was the question that they asked during jury selection. You know, how often do they ride the subway? Because if you've ridden the subway, if you've been in New York, crazy things happen on the subway. You thought you've seen it all, and then the next day something even crazier happens. So New Yorkers, I think, are pretty used to this type of stuff. Maybe not to this extent, where somebody gets on a train and is threatening to kill people. My guess is that, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be in a position to guess beyond that. But
and let me ask you this. And Penny, he didn't take the stand in this, and I know that he has said, or at least his defense team has said, that he didn't intend to kill anyone. Why didn't they put Penny on the stand and have him tell a story?
Well, they said his defense team came out after court and said, look, the reason we didn't put him back on the stand at all is because you heard from him, the jury heard from him in his own words before he even had an attorney, speaking to police officers in this interrogation video that was played over and over in court. It was after the incident. He was in the precinct describing what had happened. By his own admission, he didn't really understand that this person, Jordan Neely, had died at that point, and was speaking candidly about it all, saying, look, I didn't want to harm this person. And so I think their feeling was that if they put him back on the stand, it would be a chance for the prosecution to pick apart more of what he's saying. Instead, right, just listen to it in this video.
Rich, listen, thanks so much. It's good information. We appreciate the time. That is News Nation correspondent Rich McHugh. He's covering the Daniel Penny trial, closing arguments today in New York City.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.